2 weeks ago, IBM announced that they are sunsetting their procurement software called mTaurus, and they are moving all customers over to their competitor, Ariba. And that decision struck a personal chord with me. For the last 2 years, I've been working with mTaurus software. I've been learning it, and now it's going to disappear. So this week, we're talking about sourcing software, and also what happens when a platform that you know well and is a part of your career mixture disappears. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast, episode 73. Before we get to our main story, I have an announcement. We are not covering any acquisitions again this week. Acquisition news has been extremely light, and again, I'm a little bit ahead of my podcasting cycle. I promise you that next week we will discuss 3 weeks worth of acquisitions, but I am going to whet your appetite on this one particular topic. There is an investment firm called SoftBank. It is based in Japan. They own Sprint, the mobile company, and they have been aggressively purchasing companies, and they have a 300-year strategy. SoftBank has been so aggressive with their acquisitions, they sort of ran out of money, or they were weak with their money, and they partnered with a Saudi Arabian prince for more cash. That cash infusion apparently has been secured, and they're moving forward. And that could mean there's going to be a lot of interesting acquisitions in the next few months. So on to our main story. IBM is finally getting rid of mTaurus. Let's do a little bit of history. mTaurus didn't start off as just an IBM brand. It was a standalone company, and that company made several acquisitions over the years. I believe the company initially started off as Decarta, or at least there was an aspect of the company that was Decarta that maybe merged with mTaurus. But back in 2003, there was a document and contract management company named Decarta that ultimately became a company called mTaurus. And that company purchased a bunch of smaller companies and tools from Germany that added a series of supplier and spend management tools and request for proposal tools. So over the course of a decade, a contract management system evolved into a suite of tools to help a procurement organization, specifically an indirect procurement organization. I can't imagine a lot of widgets and commodity-based goods going in and out of that system. In 2013, IBM announced the acquisition of mTaurus. At the time of IBM's acquisition, mTaurus was really a boutique software company. They didn't have what you would consider to be the rigor or the discipline of a large software firm like IBM. And that meant prior to their acquisition, perhaps the company did not have as much money as they would have liked to invest in improvements and enhancements. But up until 2013, mTaurus had an excellent reputation for a supply chain management suite and had a lot of functionalities that competitors did not have at the time. When IBM acquired the company, their initial focus was on deployment stability. When you have a boutique shop, there's a lot of custom implementations and patches, and IBM tried to get their arms around that and come up with a systematic, stable platform that they can support and have regular patches and releases for. And I guess I'll say, unfortunately for customers, IBM's initial focus on having a stable environment and a stable, supportable platform meant that enhancements took a back seat. And over the course of those 4 years, other competitors introduced more innovative, more compelling, more connected, cloud-focused solutions that ultimately surpassed mTaurus in the market. And all of that background and all of that information ultimately led to IBM deciding that they're not focused in this market and that the best thing that they can do for their customers is to try to migrate them over to their major competitor and probably the market leader in procurement software, Ariba, which is now owned by SAP. This move is being called a strategic partnership. Although no assets are being exchanged, SAP/Ariba, they're not buying mTaurus. IBM is going to sunset the platform. They're going to retire it. It will not exist after 3 years. And during those 3 years, IBM will support customers and help them transition over into a completely new solution. One of the things that caught my attention during this announcement cycle is that mTaurus really only has 250 corporate customers. I was actually dumbfounded. This is a tool that I've been spending a lot of time with over the last 4 years. It's been a major part of my career and a major part of my workday. I kind of thought that there was a bigger base for this. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to work on the mTaurus suite on the back end and actually help build it out and build enhancements for the tool and for the purposes that my company was using it for. I was super happy to be doing an IT project, and it was really nice to be able to physically build something and see people use it. I remember putting that project on my LinkedIn saying, people are going to ask me about this. And they never did. They never did. And it sort of makes sense now, considering that there was a considerably more limited user base than I had really realized. What I'm trying to say is, after 2 years of developing and designing a procurement tool and platform, I'm starting to develop the opinion that the tool is fundamentally irrelevant. It is my opinion, especially in the last year, that within strategic sourcing, when you have a strategic sourcing system, a platform, the data comes first. Every decision and every tool should fundamentally serve the data and the quality of the data. And when you think of it from that perspective, the front end, the veneer in which you input your data in, takes a backseat to the data structure and the database that you're building your tool around. If I could do it all over again, knowing what I know now, I would take a data-first approach. There's always going to be some plug-in and fancy data analytics visualization tool that's going to come along and make everything pretty and make your work easier. And if you don't have a platform that can take advantage of those third-party tools that can send your data out to do those cool things, you're going to struggle. And you also have to sort of accept the fact that your primary platform, they're never going to be 100% great. So you're going to have to design, you're going to have to build, and you have to realize that they're going to fall behind in some area, whether it's interface or reporting. There's going to be some aspect of this tool that you use that sucks, which is why you use the third parties. But if you have a data set that doesn't interface well with the option of a third party, you're going to be stuck. So that's why I'm saying, in a post-MTORS world, knowing what I know today, data's first, and make sure that data is portable. Make sure you can export it to a tool or a series of tools, and make sure all of that data resides in one place so you're not looking for it in 5 or 6 different tools. It all goes back home to one centralized database. And that data that you have in there is constantly working for you instead of you working for the data. In reading about the demise of MTORS, I read a lot of criticisms about the tool. And a lot of those criticisms were valid. But ultimately, I'm very grateful for my experience in working with MTORS, because it made me better at strategic sourcing in general. By designing the forms and all the inputs, it made me think about why I have this data. And when you're forced to think about these things every day, and you're forced to think about how your coworkers will react to these sort of changes, it made me think about how every aspect of a procurement organization and how customers interface with that procurement organization, how all of those pieces come together, and how that can be done in an efficient manner, or how that can be done in a chaotic way. I'm not sure that I can say that I'm sad to see MTORS go. IBM's decision and their quote-unquote strategic partnership with Ariba, it really does seem to make sense, at least at the moment and with the data that I have available. But I'm sure, as you can tell with the tone of my voice, I also feel like I should at least mark the occasion and say a kind word about the tool, because I really did have a very good run for that year. It's something that I'll always remember and think about. The tool made me better because it made me think about my job a different way. And it made me think about how, in an ideal situation, a procurement person would operate and the kind of information that we would generate. And the tool got a lot of criticism for having a lot of open forms and things that customers had to develop themselves versus being prepackaged. And that's valid, because it took a lot of energy to get MTORS to a productive place. I can't defend it and say it was efficient, but I guess if you go through the process, there is value in doing it. Or at least I think so. So farewell, MTORS. You had a good run, and it's off to bigger and better things.
Don't grieve, Admiral. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few.
Or the one. I have been, and always shall be, your friend. Live long and prosper.
And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music is provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.